tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We are in the second hour of the show. It has just gone 10 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock. And we're about to be joined by Elder Lloyd on the line to talk about our VOP lesson. As I said earlier in the outline of the show, we are going to be looking at what will Jesus do when he comes again. What will Jesus do when he comes again? Having talked about the events of Jesus' second coming today, earlier on, you know, with our pastor, we'll be talking about what he will do at that time. It's going to be a great and magnificent event for all of the world to witness. And today's lesson outlines some of what we can look forward to. And we are joined on the line by Elder Lloyd. How are you doing today, Elder?
I am doing well. How are you?
I cannot complain right now. I mean, it's possible I could, but I would rather not.
No, that's good. That's good. Thank you for having me on your show, and good day to the listeners as well.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us and taking out the time to have this short, little, minuscule discourse on our VOP lesson. As I was just giving some, intro to this discussion, essentially, we were just talking about the second coming, and the three angels' message. And sometimes, that can be a dreadful experience to think about. Oh, no, there's so much horrifying things that need to happen first. But what can we really look forward to when it comes to Christ coming again? Please take us through today's lesson and about what Jesus will do when he comes again.
Okay. First things first, I've been studying the book of Revelations, and that was one of the books that I really dreaded to study because I feel like there's a lot of signage, there's a lot of things there that are very scary.
Right.
Until one day when I read Revelations chapter 1, verses 1, and it says, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And when you look at what Christ has shown us through him dying at the cross, on the cross, that shows indeed that this is not necessarily about the bad things that are going to be happening, or it's not all about beast and everything. Mm. This is a event of alleviating people from sin. This is an event which should be looked forward to. Mm-hmm. And it's an event to be celebrated so much, because this is an event that is going to end sin forever.
Right.
Yes. So when Christ comes again for the second time, what he is coming to do, the Bible tells us that he is coming to put an end to sin. He's going to... In the book of Revelation, the Bible tells us that... when he comes again, he shall wipe away all tears. There shall be no more tears. So when we are looking at him coming again, we're looking at all those things. But most importantly, we are looking at being reunited with the lost brothers and sisters that have passed away. So he is coming to do quite a lot of things. But I think what we are focusing on is Christ is coming to take us home.
And my thing is, like, if we really identify, there's that weird thing where I think slowly but surely we're starting to adjust ourselves to this earth, and we're starting to make this our home. And I think that's what makes Revelations very scary, because it's like, well, I'm very comfortable right now. And for us to probably have that constant reminder that, hey, dude, this is actually not our home, makes it, I think, slightly more easier. I mean, we can discuss this. I don't know. It makes it feel like, actually, I cannot wait till that happens in some way or form.
Yes. No, that's very true. I mean, let's look at it this way. I mean, it is nice. Let's say there are some times when it's nice to leave you on earth. And maybe probably the reason why we have gotten so used, or maybe the idea is that we've got so many people that we love here, we've got so many things that we love. But let's look at the flip side of the coin. We've got so many things that trouble us here. We've got so many things that continually give us heartaches. So if you read chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians verses 16, it says he will for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. But if you go to verse 17, it says comfort ye one another with these words, because here on earth we constantly lose. Here on earth we constantly get hurt. Here on earth there's so many things that we go through here on earth. So the second coming of Christ comes to rectify those things. That this is why when Christ comes, one of the things that he has to do is to wipe away our tears so that we cry no more.
And it's
So
also our
yes.
duty to keep encouraging one another as we wait for that moment to come, because it's, I mean, I think we always, let me not say we. I always thought, you know, like, okay, cool. We've gotten to this point where I know a lot about God and what he has to offer. And I have, you know, been raised in the Adventist church. I have the Three Angels message, you know, or at least I know about it. So it just becomes that question of, when do we start preaching to ourselves again? Because this whole time I thought this whole thing was meant to be for everyone else who doesn't know about it. And I think the more we start talking about, like, oh, you know, you have to spread the Three Angels message out, me myself, I sometimes tend to forget that it has to be a message brought back to myself. I don't know if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I think first things first, we need to now start understanding that where we are, or what basically where we are and how where we are is not exactly where we started, because this church is a movement. When it was started on the basis of the fact that we are a movement. In as much as we are here, we are in the earth, but we are not of the earth. So we are a movement. So if we have forgotten that we are a movement, we need then to go back and revisit where exactly did we start. I mean, we are Seventh-day Adventists for crying out loud. We are waiting for the second coming of Christ. So if we are waiting, let's look at our name. Our name defines us. We are waiting for the second coming of Christ. I know sometimes there's this idea of trying to be like everyone else, but we are not like everyone else. Even our name suggests that we are not like everyone else. So we need to start differentiating ourselves. We need to start revisiting our roots. The more we revisit our roots, the more we'll get our identity back.
So I think it's just this is just the start, you know, of the conversation, or a continuation of a larger conversation. And I think that there's a lot we need to get into here, and maybe also just looking at the positives more than the negatives, because what about Earth right now? Genuinely, this is my question to the audience, you know, and the listeners. What about Earth right now is not giving last days? Like, I do not know. Like, if it's not Israel right now doing whatever it's doing, if it's not them, we have our corruption in every other country. We have cholera. We have COVID that came and hit the whole globe for like you know, a second. We have AI development. We have constant wars and genocides of people across the globe, and I'm not sure. It's not cute, guys. I'm not trying to stay for much longer. So I think maybe we should start to look at it in that way of, like, realistically. I think it was always such a far-fetched thing, you know, like, oh no, as long as it's not happening right now, I'll probably die before the last days. But child, we are living in them. And what encouragement do you think we can give some of our listeners who realize this or are battling with this realization that perhaps, or maybe you yourself, sir, have like a different view that maybe we have not arrived in the final days. Maybe we still have not seen anything yet. What can we give to people to encourage us to move on and to continue with our lives until that day comes?
Well, the honest truth is, each and every sign points towards that. You look at, okay, let's go back to the time in which the Seventh-day Adventists began. You look at the likes of Ellen White, you look at the likes of Joseph Bates, all the people that have come before us. During their time, they moved as swiftly as possible because they knew that the time is no longer on their side. Now then, when you come to us in this day, how many years has it been since 1863? It has been so many years. So where we are right now, we are not going any further from the coming of Christ. We're going closer. So there is no way where we can say no, as long as it's not happening right now. The thing is, it is happening. Mm. It is happening, and we need to wake up. But one thing that I can say is that at this point where we are, if you remember the 10 virgins, it is said that the foolish ones, they slept. And what did the wise ones do? They also slept. Hmm. We are in a time where we are slumbering. The foolish and the wise are slumbering. And we are genuinely slumbering because we're thinking, he is still far.
It's not but too deep, question, you know. It's high.
But then the question is, in your slumber, what are you doing? Hmm. In your slumber, what are you doing? Are you preparing yourself? Are you equipping yourself enough? Because it is said that when the husband came, the wise ones were prepared. Even though they slumbered, they were also prepared. Now, I want you to understand, when the Bible speaks about a virgin, it speaks about a few people. Mm. It's not speaking about people who are outside. They were speaking about the people inside. Mm. These are people who have never defiled themselves. These are people inside who believe in the second coming of Christ, which means people inside who are pure are slumbering. Mm. But the question is, do you have the Holy Spirit? Are you in constant communication with God? So much that when the time comes, you will be able to hear his voice, and you will have the. So my encouragement is, in as much as you feel that it's not yet time, don't spend time without prayer. Don't spend time. Don't go for a day without reading your Bible. Study your word. Pray as much as possible, because the Bible says we wait in prayer.
Well, thank you so much, Elder Lloyd, for taking us through the VOP lesson for today. And I know that the listeners are looking forward to continuing with this discussion throughout the rest of the week. You'll be joined by Sapa Malote again tomorrow. But from me right now, thank you so much for joining me for this, you know, beginning or continuation slash, you know, ever-growing conversation that we're always going to have until Christ comes. And I hope that you have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you to the listeners, and have a blessed day going ahead.
Thank you so much, Pastor Elder. That was Elder Lloyd, who just joined us on the line to discuss our VOP lesson study as to what will Jesus do when he comes again. What will Jesus do when he comes again? This conversation is not over. It is just the beginning. Stay tuned the entire week to continue expanding on this discussion. But as for right now, we're going to have a little bit of some music. And when we come back, I got some fun facts for you, and then we're going to get into our sing-along traffic moment, or our traffic sing-along, rather. And I'm really looking forward to that. And just a reminder, in case you didn't know, I like to share, you know, periods of time where we are allowed to play music here, it is not my time to play the music. It's your time. So send through those song requests to 073-470-3520. That's 073-470-3520. And let us get you through this traffic jam. But as for right now, let's take a quick break.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.